Uber and Lyft drivers say those apps promote wage discrimination. They say algorithms use drivers' personal data to shape how much they earn, resulting in unequal pay. Uber denies using data in this way, and Lyft says workers can reject jobs that don't pay enough. I spoke to University of California College of the Law San Francisco professor Vina Duval, who interviewed rideshare drivers about this.
These firms, because they treat their workers as independent contractors, cannot tell them what to do and where to go. So instead, they use these pay mechanisms to influence their behavior. So they learn everything that they can about particular workers and then use that knowledge to shape how workers get paid. And the problem, in large part, is not just that these workers are getting different pay for the same work, but also that they don't know why they're getting paid in particular ways.
Is it too much of a leap if I say that in some ways the algorithm becomes their boss?
No, that's exactly how drivers talk about it. They talk about how the app is their boss. And unlike a human boss who you can kind of negotiate with, who you can withhold information from, the algorithm knows so much about these workers. They know how much a worker is willing to accept for particular rides. They know how much they try and earn on any given day. They might know other aspects about the worker such that they can really personalize how much that worker makes in order to influence their behavior in particular ways.
So, Professor, how is this then any different from, say, another kind of employment setting, either in an office or a factory where there are two employees that are hired at different pay rates to essentially do the same job?
In a more familiar employment setting, we still have a legal norm, and that legal norm is equal pay for equal work. And so in those contexts, there is often some logic to why people are earning more, whether it's seniority or experience or skill, and that is often transparent. And there are checks and balances. There are laws that ensure that companies check their own practices to make sure that people are earning roughly the same amounts. What's complicated about this context is that there is no logic. Instead, it might be that the person who works for a really long time and works really hard and the longest hours and has the most experience is earning the least. And we just can't know. The logic is all hidden behind black box algorithms.
And do the workers have any rights to ask the tech companies why this pay is so inconsistent, or is it because they're independent contractors, they don't have that ability?
In Europe, workers have recently, after litigation, won the right to have some access to what data companies are extracting from their work and to determine particular prices. That none of that has been revealed yet. In the U.S., there are similar privacy laws, but none of this has been litigated yet. And attempts to get at it from regulators has largely been met with resistance.
Is any of this actually illegal?
It might be illegal under antitrust laws. There is the potential to say that some of this is price fixing if all of these workers are independent contractors. That is being litigated in California courts right now. But absent a finding on an antitrust violation, this isn't necessarily illegal. There's nothing that says that independent contractors have to get paid the same amount. Unlike in the employment context where workers have to get a wage floor and there has to be equal pay for equal work as it pertains to protected categories of people, there's sort of nothing like that. It's a brave new world.
Vina Duval is a professor at the University of California College of Law. Professor, thanks.
Thank you for having me.